Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Psachim, Perik Ches, Mishnah sein. Ein Shechdin as a Pesach al Yachid. You can't Shecht a Karban Pesach for one individual. Let's say I come and I say, please Shecht a Karban Pesach for me. Oh, which Chibur do you belong to? No Chibur, just for me. Can't do it. David Rabbi Yehuda, Zehal Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda learns this from the Pasuk, Laisucha Lizboich es HaPesach Be'achad Shiarecha. You can't Shecht the Karban Pesach in one of your cities except for Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yehuda reads the Pasuk, Laisucha Lizboich es HaPesach Be'achad, for one person, on behalf of one person. Why does the Pasuk have to say Be'achad over here? The Pasuk could have just said, Laisucha Lizboich es HaPesach. You can't Shecht the Karban Pesach in any of your cities. Why stress Be'achad Shiarecha? It's to teach us, says Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot Shecht the Karban Pesach for an individual. Once again, Ein Shaychetin es HaPesach al Yachid, Divi Rabbi Yehuda Zehal Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yaisi Matir, Rabbi Yaisi says you can Shecht for an individual. Rabbi Yaisi does not dash in the Pasuk that way. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yaisi explains, as the Mishnah continues, it's not a question of numbers, it's a question of an ability to eat a kazayas. Afila chabura shalmeyu. Even if you have a group of 100 people, she'ein yechoylu lechol kazayas, as the Batanura learns, and you don't have every member of the group over here that could eat a kazayas, ein shaychatin aleyah. You don't shecht for that. As opposed to one person who could eat a kazayas, you can shecht for him. Now some rishonim don't learn that way. Some rishonim hold that if there's one person in the group that could eat a kazayas, you could shecht for him. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam, and Rashi, it's mashma that way. The Rambam holds everybody in the group has to be able to eat a kazayas. Rashi says as long as one person in the group could eat a kazayas. But either way, Rabbi Yehuda says you cannot shecht for one person. You can't just have only one person in the Karban Pesach. Even if he could eat a kazayas, Rabbi Yossi says that you can. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, the Ein Oisin Chaburas Noshim V'Avadim Muktana. And what this means is, you cannot make a group to shecht the Karban Pesach of women and slaves in one chabura, or ketanim, children, and avadim in one chabura, because of various different concerns of pritzus. However, noshim on their own and avadim on their own, you can. The Rambam says you should not have a group of just ketanim. Someone has to teach them how we're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach. Okay, quickly chazering over our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, you cannot shecht the Karban Pesach for an individual. Rabbi Yaisi says, it's okay. Even a chabur of 100 that can eat a kazayas, you don't shecht for them. And a yachid who could, you can. It has nothing to do with how many people. It's just a question of whether or not they could eat a kazayas. We mentioned that there is a machloikis rishainim. The Rambam and the Bat Tanura seems to paskin that way, that if you have a group of people, everybody has to be able to eat a kazayas. If one person can't eat a kazayas, he should not be in the chabura. Whereas Rashi holds, no, as long as one person can eat a kazayas, you can have a chabura of the others together with it. But one thing is for sure, you can have 100 people in the chabura. If no one can eat a kazayas, for sure, ein shaych den alein. That's according to everybody. We also learned, you cannot make a chabura of women and avodim together, or ktanim and avodim together, because of certain pritzos concerns. However, Nashim on their own and Avadim on their own, you could have, and we learned that the Rambam says, though you shouldn't have a Chabura of just Kitanim.